Welcome, everybody, and good morning. Today is the beginning of our shows in October, and of course, it's also the beginning of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And while that's certainly an issue that's on a lot of people's minds throughout the year, this is really an opportunity for us to share some great information with each other, make sure we get our mammograms, and of course, learn about some wonderful things going on in the world of breast cancer research. And today, I'm really pleased to be joined by Janelle Hale. She herself is a 31-year survivor of breast cancer and a founder and CEO of the National Breast Cancer Foundation. And we're so happy to have you on the show today, Janelle.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here, to be celebrating being alive.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I love birthdays. I love it. And I will say my husband, who's been married to me for 46 years, has never forgotten my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably because I never let him forget.
Yes, I am the same way, too.
Quite in advance.
Yeah, well, it's just wonderful that that you are here with us today. And of course, your own personal experience is what sort of led you to found this wonderful organization. So tell us a little bit about the National Breast Cancer Foundation and sort of what that journey's been like for you.
Well, I had breast cancer at the age of 34.
Mm-hmm.
It was in 1980, and at that time there was really very little information given to patients to educate them and arm them with information. So I was just told in the hospital, would you like to have chemotherapy, radiation, or a mastectomy? I had no idea what any of it was about.
Yeah.
But I made the right decision, and I am alive today because of it, but I've always had an eye for early detection and realized the importance of getting to the doctor as soon as I found a lump in my breast.
Right, which, I think nowadays a lot of us know to do that, but it's through organizations like yours that the message has been put out there. But one of the things I know that you're really passionate about, as well as early detection and self-checking and all of that, is to be sure to make all of these advantages available to women of all socioeconomic types, so that anybody who can't afford a mammogram or some sort of screening has that available to them. Isn't that correct?
That's right. National Breast Cancer Foundation provides funding for free mammograms for women nationwide who cannot afford them. We believe that all women should have access to mammograms. And so we have a network of hospitals that we work with that as we provide the free mammograms for underserved women, if they find out they have breast cancer, they have ongoing care in those hospitals. We want women to live.
Yeah, and of course, you know, nowadays the healthcare cost for all of us is so high that it really is kind of a frightening thing to imagine being uninsured and having a catastrophic illness like breast cancer. And so thankfully there's organizations like yours that make that maybe not happen so much, because women can get their mammograms on schedule.
That's right. If you're thinking about having no job, no money, you're trying to take care of your family, feed your children, buy them shoes, you know, you just don't think about getting a mammogram. You put yourself on the back burner. You try to do everything for everybody else.
Sure.
But women need to know that these resources are available for them. And even women that just perhaps you make a little bit too much money in your job to be on Medicaid, but, you know, these services are available through the medical facilities that we serve.
Right. I'm speaking with Janelle Hale. She's a 31-year breast cancer survivor and the founder and CEO of the National Breast Cancer Foundation. And we're talking about we're talking about that it's this time of year, October, that we try and raise awareness about breast cancer. And, of course, as Janelle has been pointing out, early detection really is the key. So what's new in technology these days in terms of early detection and helping all of us maintain a healthier breast?
Well, digital mammography has been a wonderful invention that has come in the last few years. About 4 or 5 years ago, there were only 12% of medical facilities that use digital mammography. And today, there are over 70% of hospitals. So that's exciting, because the digital gives you, of course, a much clearer picture on the computer screen of the image, so the technician can find exactly where your tumors are located, and it highlights them much better. To me, that's the most exciting thing, because once you feel you have a lump in your breast, then, you know, that may have been there for a couple of years, but the mammogram detects it at that early stage before you feel it.
Right, which is really so important. I know my last mammogram, I did have a digital mammogram, and it was quite amazing. It was really, really something, and I think it also makes it easier for them to get the results quicker.
It is. It's much easier all the way around, and you don't have to wait so long to find out the results of it. I think what's happening today is fear is being removed, and that was the great obstacle that I had and that other women have faced and still face today. But with more education, the fear starts to dissipate, because you don't really have room for fear and hope at the same time. So the hope drives the fear away. And through National Breast Cancer Foundation, our site provides some wonderful resources for education as well. We have a section called Beyond the Shock, which, you know, once you find out you have breast cancer, you go into shock. You know, what's going on with me?
Yes.
And beyond that, you've got to know the questions to ask and the answers. And this is a wonderful tool that can help you to have resources to ask your doctor.
Absolutely. I'm speaking with Janelle Hale. She's a 31-year breast cancer survivor and the founder and CEO of the National Breast Cancer Foundation. And Janelle, you are teaming up with Dan and Yogurt to bring some more awareness. Tell us a little bit about the Cups of Hope campaign.
That is the most exciting thing right now. It's the Give Hope with Every Cup campaign. And I'm looking at the website right now that was developed. It's cupsofhope.com. On the website, there's a map of the United States, and you can scroll across each of state and see which states have given how much money, and there's a tally bar at the top that gives how much money has been donated through the yogurt lids. You enter your code from the lid, underneath the lid, and Dannon is giving 10 cents for every cup and 20 cents in some cases on some of their products, but they're giving up to $1.5 million, and that helps us fulfill our mission to help women.
Right, and of course, that's really what it's all about, and as we talked about earlier, healthcare costs are so high right now that even women that are, you know, in the middle often have a hard time making the cost of health insurance and the cost of a mammogram, and usually does is one of the things that slips through the cracks, and it really is a critical thing that should not. So so wonderful the work that you all are doing. What's the time frame of the campaign? Is it going during October, or is it the whole year?
You can buy the yogurt through October 31st, but you can enter your codes through December 31st.
So it's through the rest of this calendar year that they're going to be tallying up. And how is Tennessee doing so far?
Well, let's see. Let me find it. Scroll across here. Well, I'm looking for Tennessee. I know it's on the map. Where is geography when you need it?
We're smack in the middle of the country.
I know you're there.
You sound like you're a southerner, too.
I am. Well, I'm not spotting it.
That's okay. I'll make sure that I put it in my remarks.
I'll just tell you that there's also a video that is on there. It is a video of me talking, and I think it would be very enjoyable to hear that, as well as Jamie Lee Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are...
We know she's all about that yogurt.
Oh, boy, she loves that yogurt.
She does.
I'll tell you, she's a great spokesperson for Dannon. And we see her on television all the time. And then there are stories of hope for women, also that videos that are on there. So it's a way that people can be engaged in early detection. If you think about it this way, you're holding a cup of yogurt in your hand, something you're eating and enjoying yourself, and yet you have the power to help other people by simply putting a code in. And with all of us joining together, just look at how much we're able to get accomplished.
Absolutely. And Janelle, we've been talking about this website. What is the web address?
It's cupsofhope.com.
Cups.
Now, so far, we have got $2,148.50 that's been donated from Tennessee.
All right. We got it.
All right. So, and the total up here, there are 28,248 women that will be served. So far, 282,000 rounded off has been donated.
That's wonderful. And so through your own experience, it's really brought so much to your life rather than taking away this journey that you've been on.
You know where it really changed for me is when I stopped thinking about myself, because being a young woman, I was pretty wrapped up in what was happening to me. Of course, I had small children, husband. But when things started changing for me is when I started looking beyond myself, looking at other people and who needed help that wasn't getting help. That made the difference in my life, to just see other people. And the emptiness that I felt for my own loss began to be filled up with joy and life. And this was the hope that came to me, and I want to share that with other women. So I want women to live. I want them to have a choice in life, and to not be stopped because they have lack of funds, but to know there is help beyond what they're facing.
Right. And, of course, as one detail we should not overlook is that, as you learned, breast cancer does affect lots of young women. It's not just a disease that affects middle-aged women and above. So those younger women do need to pay attention to their own breast health.
The youngest that I have ever known of personally was the age of 17, which is very unusual.
Sure.
But this was a doctor's daughter, and she had to have a double mastectomy. So I know that was a true story, because I knew the people.
Wow.
So it's rare in real young women, but younger women are getting breast cancer. But the good news on that is younger women educate themselves, and they are much more aggressive about their own health care, and that's what we want.
Yes, absolutely. So don't neglect your own breast health. I've been speaking with Janelle Hale. She's a 31-year breast cancer survivor. Congratulations to you. And she's the founder and CEO of the National Breast Cancer Foundation. And you can help Janelle and her organization's work by logging on to cupsofhope.com, reading all kinds of information. And, of course, sounds like you need to get some Dan and yogurt in your refrigerator so that you can participate in this campaign. And it really does some wonderful work helping underserved women be able to afford mammograms and making them available to women of all ages and all walks of life, something that's so important. And I want to personally encourage all my listeners out there, if you are a woman, schedule your mammogram today. If you are a man and you have women in your life, tell them to schedule their mammograms today. It's October. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I don't often get on a soapbox, but I can't stress this enough. It's really critical to your survival to make sure that you do not neglect your own health, because aren't we, Janelle? We're so involved in caring for the people in our lives that we often overlook it. So, gentlemen out there listening to me right now, tell your wives, mothers, daughters, sisters, any woman that you know that really this is the time to go and make sure you get your mammogram. So, and thanks to Janelle's organization, we can all have access to a really high-quality digital mammogram these days.
Mm-hmm, yes.
All right. Well, Janelle, thank you so much for joining me today. It's a pleasure. Happy birthday once again, and good luck with the wonderful work that you're doing.
Thank you so much.